Hi, this is a dictation for Samantha Redding, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A-R-E-D-D-I-N-G. Date of birth is 8/27/1968. Date of accident 2/27/2022. Date of service 10/11/2023. Miss Samantha Redding is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident that occurred on 2/27/2022, where she was hit rear-ended at a high speed, 75 miles an hour. And this caused her severe headaches along with symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, initially ringing in the ear, as well as pain syndrome affecting neck and the lower back, both shoulders, and radiation of pain to both arms, both legs, with numbness and tingling of all the fingers and the toes. The headaches continued. Patient has been on conservative treatment. She was provided 4 injections to the lumbar spine, and she did not do any cervical epidural or thoracic epidural or even shoulder injections or carpal tunnel injections yet. However, the patient reported that she is almost 50% better. Her pain in the neck is around 4. Shoulder pain is also 4. Lower back pain is only 2 or 3, as a more like a discomfort. Some pain is reported in the left elbow, but it is not serious. She also says she has some pain in the TMJ on the right side. Other than that, patient is able to walk well and is reasonably doing home chores. ADLs, pain is only 4 to 5. ADLs are 4. And 50% relief is obtained by the patient. The chart for rest of the ADLs for the system review and for the additional history, substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination believes is as follows. Blood pressure is 158 over 100, 16 pulses, 81 pulse ox is 100. And, oh, I don't want to talk. No, we don't want it. The patient is provided with, so the rest of the physical examination will be the same to the previous visit, which is 0911-074. Is the dictation number. Date of service was 9/11/2023. The diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue the medication, which is naproxen 500 milligram twice a day with food for anti-inflammatory, to continue lidocaine gel for topical pain relief, as well as Prilosec for stomach protection, 20 milligram twice a day. She is provided with Ultram 50 milligram PRN. To be taken 50 tablets for severe pain if it bothers us. Physical therapy continues 2 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, the right shoulder. And regarding TMJ, we have explained to her that there is a possibility of arthritis in her TMJ joint unrelated to the car accident, and she can continue seeing her primary care physician. Her blood pressure is also high, 158 over 116. She is referred to see her primary care physician. Since she is improving and she can deal with the pain, and she's exercising at home, doing yoga. She's also seeing chiropractor 2 times per week. We believe that she's heading towards the right way. We'll place her on a light duty job, 10-pound lifting limit with 6 hours, 7 days, to try to do a light duty job. The maps are reviewed, labs are reviewed, and patient is in stable condition as well as in compliance. Thank you.